Still Life with Fruit and Seafood by Cornelis de Hem. Still life painting in 17th century Antwerp was dominated by two towering personalities, Frans Snijders and Jan Davidson de Hem. De Hem's paintings feature tables set for luxurious banquets, treated with extraordinary precision and a thoroughly Dutch feeling for realism and illusion. Like Snijders, his works express a sense of dynamism similar to that seen in paintings by Rubens. De Hem's fine tradition was continued in the work of one of his sons, Cornelis. The artist's frequent journeys, shuttling back and forth between Antwerp and The Hague, testify to the continued commerce and relations between the southern and northern Netherlands at this period, despite wars and religious disputes. This still life of 1659 was painted at the height of de Hem's artistic powers. The supple, precise handling, with speedily applied impasto touches, presents a balanced, dynamic composition, uniting the various elements in an organic whole. The challenge of representing such a range of different materials and transparencies was admired as a significant artistic achievement at the time. But still lifes such as this were also imbued with deeper symbolic significance. The painting expresses the vanity of our enjoyment of such fine foodstuffs, while their perishable nature reminds us of our own mortality. The moral message extends, too, to the vanity of the painter's own virtuoso skill, his dedication to the depiction of beautiful but fragile material objects. Many moralizing still lifes include lemons, symbolizing life's bitterness, peaches, as a reference to sin, and oysters, which were popularly thought to have aphrodisiac properties, all of which allude to the pleasures of the flesh. Grapes and Rhenish wine in finely worked goblets often symbolize the blood of Christ and the sacrament of the Eucharist, reminding the viewer of the possibility of salvation.